Violent demonstrations broke out in Senegal earlier this month in protest of injustice and inequality in the country. Artist Omar Ba protested in a different way. He painted. Ba said that what young people are doing in the streets, he is doing in his workspace near the country's capital, Dakar. Ba is one of Senegal's best-known modern artists. He has often used his art to make political statements. Currently, some of his paintings are on show at the Galerie Templon in Brussels, Belgium. The show, called Anomalies, comments on power-hungry world leaders through a series of paintings of imaginary heads of state. An anomaly is something that is unusual or unexpected. Ba said he was shocked to see such intense violence on the streets of his own country. "These are things I had seen on TV, but never here," he told Reuters. "I think visual art is something I have to use to denounce what's not working or to talk about what is positive in society." The protests began after the arrest of a popular opposition leader, but widened into demonstrations about economic inequality, a condition worsened by the COVID-19 crisis. Thousands took to the streets. Some protesters threw rocks at police. Security forces fired their guns at protesters. Some people worry that Senegal's president, Macky Sall, will try to extend his rule beyond the permitted 2 terms. Other African leaders have used constitutional changes to extend their time in power. Sall has not commented on whether he will seek a 3rd term. Ba normally does not give names to the subjects he paints. But for his next collection, he said he might paint Sall. Ba said once leaders are elected, they completely change their way of thinking and speaking. He said that is why he named his art show Anomalies. 4 of the 12 paintings in the series deal with the COVID-19 crisis. Colorful shapes and Ba's own footprints cover the canvas, representing a sense of confusion and how it feels to be trapped. COVID-19 exposed inequality and corruption in Africa, Ba said. He said the wealthy were forced to depend on the same troubled public health services that the poor must use. Normally, the rich seek better care elsewhere. Ba said, "Nobody could take planes to get treatment in Europe or the United States." He added that, for once, people realized that in their own hospitals, there was nothing. I'm Jonathan Evans.